Services.
Can't seem to get a handle on that plumbing repair? Not to worry. Get expert advice from Rosie and Romy now by calling 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
After a week of rain, we're certainly experiencing an absolutely beautiful Saturday morning today. Boy, we've got the weather for Monday's game, don't we? All these visitors in town enjoying the great state of Arizona. Rolling out the red carpet for them here. Woo!
Is that crimson red?
I guess. Welcome, y'all.
It's going to be a... I don't think it's going to be as dominating performance as it was over Michigan, but I don't think Clemson has a chance.
All right, so there's the official prediction.
I think Alabama's hardest thing is going to be taking enough time on their offense that their defense isn't exhausted by halftime.
No. Saban gets beat by those spread offenses. I haven't seen enough of Clemson to know, so I don't know what kind of team they are. But
And their defense is going to have to let them get a few first downs just to give their offense a rest, too.
Welcome, all you out-of-town visitors for the big game. Boy, it's a real privilege for the state of Arizona and the city of Phoenix to be able to host this event.
All right, so I told you about that concrete product.
Yes.
For expansion joints. This is a very thick rubber product. Trim-a-slab.com. Just type in trim a slab into Google and this will pop up. It's a very, very durable rubber product that you could just pound in place with a rubber mallet.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to Marvell on Wednesday and I'll take that with me and see if that's something that they're in. Have come across yet.
Yeah, and you might just ask them, what are the newest, latest, and greatest products that they're selling for that particular application? Let's cover it in detail next Saturday.
Sounds good.
Okay. One of the questions in the 10 o'clock hour, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to cover the 10 most often asked do-it-yourself questions here at Rosie on the House in last year, in 2015. So one of the things we were asked the most just this last week was, with all of this moisture, many block walls get this white fuzz all over it. Kind of looks like a white mold. Kind of looks like cotton, you know, snow trimmings that you're trying to put on your Christmas decorations. It's called efflorescence. And folks, what that is, we live in the Salt River Valley. That's your clue, okay? Many of the aggregates that we use to make our concrete block, to make our mortar, to make our cement product come heavily laden with salt and or other minerals that are just built into the product. So let's just say this masonry wall made right here in Arizona, laid up by a Arizona mason using Arizona mortar, gets wet in the rain. It could have been there for 10 years, and it gets wet in a week-long deluge. The water saturates the wall. The sun comes out, starts warming up the outside surface of the concrete masonry. That forces the moisture out of the middle, out towards the outside. It wicks the moisture away from the center core of this wall out. As the moisture is wicking its way to the outside surface, it carries these minerals with it. When you get the now dry wall, you have this white effervescence. And if there are ways to solve it, if the wall's painted, we paint it and prime it with a product called F-Stop, E-F-F Stop. Any product like that will seal it and keep that from happening. If you like the raw masonry look, you're actually going to have to put a clear sealer on it, a product that we like. You know, one of the products, again, that you can find at Marvell or Borders, Ocon Concrete Sealers, one of them, clear, so it doesn't change the look of the wall. So efflorescence, that's the one thing that you're going to be seeing on a lot of masonry walls here in the next week or two. You think we have time to try and squeeze Chad in here real quick?
Let's do it.
Hello, Chad.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just bought a house, and the people before me that owned it, I think, had dogs, and I'm starting to get the smell that, you know, maybe they had accidents in the house, and I'm just wondering, how do you clean that? I've bought, you know, like, I've heard vinegar put vinegar on it and water, and then I've used like the stuff from the, you know, the pet stores and stuff like that, but it doesn't seem to be taking it away.
Oh man, dog odor is hard to get rid of. Cat odor is impossible to get rid of. I'm going to encourage you to go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and look under first class floor cleaning. And let them see if they can't come commercially extract that odor. I don't know of any over-the-counter product that works.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.